Century Link agreement is actually a refund agreement from that has been made during a class action suit against a phone company for back taxes, and they have come upon an agreement, and we have to just accept that agreement. It's not a lot of money, but then that also that we can collect taxes in the future on the cell phones.
All right, sir. And then how about the demo bids?
The demo hearing, we will be I'll be giving the council the two bids that we've got for demolition of the houses. We always do so many a year. And we've got one, two, three, four houses that we've accepted bids on, and we'll be presenting those bids to the council.
All right, sir. And then as far as, you know, presenting the bids to the council, if the council agrees on them, when would the demolition on those houses start?
Oh, fairly quickly. I don't know that we've got an exact date yet, but it'll be, you know, certainly before winter.
All right. And Mayor Allegri, before I let you go, is there anything else that you would like the listeners to be made aware of about this meeting that's going to be happening tonight?
Well, we've got the Fall Festival coming to town Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and it's always a lot of fun for families. It's a good time held by all, a lot of good vendors, good food, great carnival. We also are going to have a replica of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which will be downtown in the Veterans Garden, and they'll have a wreath-laying ceremony at 11 o'clock Saturday, and Senator Pierce will be here to talk at that program.
All right, Mayor Allegri, you had mentioned that the carnival, what is that going to be happening all 3 days of this festival?
Yes, it starts at 6 o'clock in the evening and goes to, I think, 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and it'll start Thursday evening. And then all during the fair, we have live entertainment on the grandstand. There's a pie auction put on by the Lions Club. There's a pumpkin carving contest for young and old. There will be a kids' tractor pull Saturday morning. A lot of activities for the kids Saturday morning. There will be a kids' parade and best-dressed dogs and cats. And they'll, of course, have their own little floats and everything. And then we'll have a parade Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Jack Sandwith will be the parade marshal. He's a World War II veteran. He was the last surviving member of his platoon on from D-Day. So we're real proud of that, and he'll be this year's parade marshal.